Hello.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Is this Willie Jones?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024? Are you almost certain? Would you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
I'm certain.
Thank you. And what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
58.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you're very cold, unfavorable. 100 means that you're very warm or favorable. And 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. The first one is Steven, follow up.
No, never heard of him.
Okay, Phil Murphy.
Yes.
What is your opinion from a scale from 0 to 100?
25.
Thank you. Rob Menendez.
He was a senator, wasn't he?
I'm sorry?
He was a senator, wasn't he?
It doesn't say, just based on what you know.
Oh. Yeah, I thought he was a senator.
Okay, what's your opinion?
I think good.
Yeah, so on a scale from 0 to 100.
50.
Okay, what about Ravi Bala?
I don't know.
Hello. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tommy Murphy.
Mm-hmm. I'll give him a 25. I don't know too much about him.
Okay. What about Bob Menendez?
Oh, I'll give him an 80.
Andy Kim.
I don't know too much about him either.
Okay, and what about Joe Biden?
Oh, everybody knows him. I give him a 70.
Okay, thank you. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
First thing on my mind is I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Anything that comes to your mind when you hear Rob Menendez?
No. He's a senator, isn't he?
I don't know. It doesn't say. I'm requested to read verbatim, just based on what you know, sir.
Oh, okay. I'll be here. So, I give him a, I don't know too much about him, but I give him a 30.
But what is the first thing that comes to your mind? When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
First thing come to mind is I don't know him. Was he Democrat or Republican?
Yeah, like I said, he doesn't say. When you say, would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job Ralph Menendez is doing as your member of the Congress?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Approve or disapprove?
Approve. Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, and Tommy Murphy, for whom would you vote?
Patricia.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for the Congress were held today, and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ralph Menendez, and Rabbi Bala, for whom would you vote? Kylie Jacy, Ralph Menendez, or Rabbi Bala?
Ralph Menendez.
Thank you. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? A lot, not too much, or nothing at all?
So.
How closely would you say that you are following the recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Ralph Menendez. Congressman Ralph Menendez is only in Congress because he's Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
So we disagree.
Okay. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Ralph Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. There is no way that Congressman Ralph Menendez was not involved in his father's Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Congressman Ralph Menendez had not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issue in any way. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Bob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Ron Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Ralph Menendez say he represents all the wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in the office because his corrupt father and his political machine put him there. or supporters of Congressman Ralph Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in congressmen like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Ross Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. That's the statement from critics of the Congressman Ralph Menendez, or the statement from supporters of Ralph Menendez come closer to your own view? Critics or supporters?
Critics.
Critics? Much more?
Yes.
Or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Thank you. And, okay, and I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Ralph Menendez. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Ralph Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme with which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments that Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Or supporters of Congressman Ralph Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredible, effective, and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, help over 1,100 constituents and their family in his first year of office, and as a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists and Congress who are pushing for mass deportations to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Which one comes closer to your opinion, critics or supporters?
Supporters.
Supporters more, much more or somewhat more?
Yes, much more.
Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate for Congress. Ralph Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues to over 1,100 constituents and their families the first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tapes to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighbors safer and more livable. Ralph and his family and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Ralph gets our lives, the challenge we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support him?
Not likely at all.
Okay, thank you. And a member of the Pro-Choice caucus caucus in Congress, Ralph Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and the productive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land and is fighting to stand up for anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to vote for him?
Not likely at all.
Thank you. Ralph Menendez knows how important old health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, making hospital buildings more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and straighten women's health care. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Hoboken Mayor Rabbi Bala has 15-year record of public service and has been handed a thing. With raising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is human right. Housing is human right. Reproductive rights are human rights. And the climate crisis, it's not predetermined catastrophe, but a change we can and must meet. How likely?
Much more.
Much more likely.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The first bill Ralph Menendez introduced when he was getting to Congress was comprehensive efforts to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more affordable. How likely?
Much more likely.
And Ralph Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our community, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end up gun violence and support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. How likely? Much more? Somewhat more?
Much
a little more?
More much more.
Or not?
Much more.
Okay. And the last one is the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation. Rob Menendez is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and fighting for immigrant communities across the country. How likely? Much more, somewhat more, a little more, not that.
Somewhat more, somewhat more, somewhat more.
Thank you. Okay, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie, JC, Ralph Menendez, or Rabbi Bala, for whom would you vote?
Ralph.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few more statements about Rabbi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if accurate. Makes you less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Rabbi Bala for Congress. Rabbi Bala has failed and he's incompetent as mayor of Huckabee, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election, but law takes credit for the work of others, even a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Somewhat less likely. Thank you. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala helped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-elections over the Democrats. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partner with the Republican state chairman. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all. Rabbi Bala is an authentic lawyer who represented, an ethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark sewer system, represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officers who were sued to sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibility, pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely.
Most likely.
Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely.
Somewhat most likely.
Okay. Ravi Mala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey in New Jersey for engaging in what they called, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end of quote. And in a separate incident, Bala used his position of the city council to renew taxpayers-funded city contract with lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused for breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-pay reform law 3 years in a row. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat less likely?
Yes.
Thank you. And the last one is in district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic. Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes scheme to remove a Latina from the state assembly. How less likely? Much less likely, somewhat less likely.
Most likely.
Okay. Now, after hearing this information, let me ask you again if the Democratic primary for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie Daisy, Rob Menendez, and Robbie Bala, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you. Finally, just a few questions for statistical. Do you consider yourself very liberal or somewhat liberal or moderate or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
No, I rent my house.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school graduate.
Thank you. Are you currently, are you current or retired member of a labor union?
Retired labor.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Willie.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, sir. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in research are compensated for their time in sharing with their opinions in more length and open-ended questions. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you, too.